1077 RKR, The Rocker Morning Show with Mark Frankhouse, driven by MotorCarsOnline.com. Good morning. Happy Wednesday. Glad you guys are spending your morning with me. As always, I appreciate you. Hopefully your day is off to a great start. I talked about yesterday as a dog owner about how our yards are about to be in cleaning mode. And today is definitely the day. Yesterday and today are the days to do it. And I was trying to come up with some ideas of how to properly and safely clean up after the dogs, after a winter long of them going outside. And this guy called me, he had a pretty ingenious idea.
Dude, you get you a good spray nozzle and you blast them with the water hose.
That's a great idea, actually.
I mean, you think of it like a power washer washing your car, spraying the salt off. Well, if you hit it good with the hose in the yard, it just basically disintegrates because we're going to have another snowstorm, so it don't really matter much.
Yeah, at that point, you're just turning it into fertilizer, basically.
Yes, because you don't have to pick anything up. You're basically just out there with the hose.
Oh, my gosh. That might be an option at this point.
Here's the problem, though. You kind of got to wait for the thaw for it to work. Otherwise, it's just like, you know, frozen.
Yeah, I guess depending on your preference, that could be good or bad.
But if you plan your day right, let the sun do its work, get out there the last hour or two of sunlight so everything's been warm throughout the day, you're golden, dude.
Yeah, that may have worked yesterday, but it's supposed to storm today.
That's the Michigan way, man.
107.7 RKR, The Rocker Morning Show with Mark Frankhouse, driven by MotorCarsOnline.com. Ford Field is no longer going to be hosting college football bowl games. This is kind of unfortunate. I love being able to see the Pop-Tart Bowl with the Pop-Tart go down in Ford Field, but Detroit's 29-year run as a bowl game host city has ended, as Ford Field's not going to have a postseason game in the 2026 season. The 107.7 RKR app has a statement that was posted by Ford Field, and they hosted the Motor City Bowl in 1997 at the Pontiac Silverdome, and then the game moved to Ford Field in 2002. And was later named the Little Caesars Pizza Bowl and the Quick Lane Bowl before eventually becoming the Game Above Sports Bowl in 2024. Typically, it would feature team in like the Mid-American, the Big Ten, although ACC teams also appeared in the game seven times between 2013 and 2024. So, unfortunate, but we have seen other college football games take place at Ford Field that weren't bowl games, and we were talking about, you know, Western Michigan being able to get into the spotlight and play a game in Ford Field in the middle of the week. Something like that seems a little bit more realistic now. Set the needle and crank the knob. It's Mark Frankhouse, and I've got another crucial addition to your record collection. It's vinyl and 45 on the rocker. Released on this day in 1974 is the debut studio and self-titled album of Kiss. A lot of the stuff on their first album was written by Gene Simmons and Paul Stanley as members of their pre-Kiss band, Wicked Lester. But it features great songs like Nothing to Lose, Kissin' Time, and Strutter, which eventually gained a lot of fame when it was featured on Guitar Hero. This is a staple album. Make sure to pick it up and give it a spin today. This has been Vinyl at 45 on 107.7 RKR. Everybody says she's looking good. And the lady knows it's understood. Strutter. 107.7 RKR, The Rocker Morning Show with Mark Frankhouse, driven by MotorCarsOnline.com. So we have seen some interesting weather here, as today it's like up to 60 degrees and it's going to be stormy out. And there is rumor going around, according to one meteorologist, that Michigan could possibly get a tornado tomorrow. And the 107.7 RKR app, we take a look at this map that he planned out, and it looks like parts of southwest Michigan are kind of bled in to this forecast that he's come up with. Now, he is, as he says, a licensed meteorologist. However, his name is Max Velocity, which I'm like, if you're an independent meteorologist who's allegedly certified, I probably wouldn't go with a carnival name like Max Velocity, but it is what it is. He's saying Michigan could get hit. Now, we also take a look at a little history in Michigan. This has happened before, but only once in Michigan's recorded history has a tornado been reported in February. It's never happened. in January or December. So it's incredibly rare, but it is possible. 1077 RKR, the Rocker Morning Show with Mark Frankhouse, driven by motorcarsonline.com. We know we're getting close to spring because we have finally got a spring opening date for the Root Beer Stand in Kalamazoo. The 1077 RKR app has the spring date that they are going to finally be open for its 96th season. And I'm just going to break it to you. I'm just going to spoil it for you. It's already open. They're finally open again. They're already. And you know what? Today is probably the day to go over there. It actually feels like a spring day today. I would go over there, grab some. What are some of your like go-to things you like to do in the springtime? Like, what are some things you wait till spring you absolutely cannot wait to do once the weather and the time is right? 978-1077. Let me know some of your yearly traditions when spring hits.
Out of the deepest corners and the darkest ends of this world, from the Michigan Dogman to Bigfoot, the Melonheads of Allegan County, and people from Ohio, this is Weird Ass Wednesdays.
So Michigan is getting deep into pickleball, but in Florida, they don't play. Even though they're keeping score, there's no games to be played at Port Orange, Florida, after a dispute over a rule led to a brawl during a pickleball game at a Central Florida country club. Authorities are saying one player hit his opponent in the face with a paddle and punched him on the ground before others got involved. It was a 63-year-old guy who was charged Sunday on two counts of felony battery on a person 65 years or older. This is unbelievable. And his 51-year-old wife, who joined in on the fight. She was charged with a single count of felony battery on a person 65 or older, according to the arrest affidavit. So the two were playing another married couple when they began arguing about shots that were being made in what's known as the kitchen. See, I don't know anything about pickleball. And this is apparently a marked area on either side of the net. So by rule, players can only take a shot in the area once the ball has landed there. It's kind of like tennis. Otherwise, they have to avoid it. You can't just hit it off the rip. You know, you have to let it bounce. The players started insulting each other. And then at the end of the match, the unmarried man insulted his male opponent's wife. They got into words and then they got into fists and a 63-year-old man attacked his opponent. And Matt Thompson, who is an attorney for the man, didn't immediately respond to comment. Apparently, as many as 20 players became involved in the brawl. This is unprecedented. Now, Michigan is about to get this pickle rage place, and I really hope our players do not take that. 1077 RKR, the Rocker Morning Show with Mark Frankhouse, driven by motorcarsonline.com. I love that we're halfway through the work week already, which means we're halfway to the weekend and halfway to our first beer of the weekend with Presidential Brewing Company. We do this every Friday at around 9:35. We welcome in Jake from Presidential Brewing Company in Portage to talk about the big things that they've got coming up. And we crack that first beer, learn a little bit about it, and we'll hook you up with a $20 gift certificate. It's all part of first beer of the weekend with Presidential Brewing Company and 1077 RKR. So be here 9:35 this Friday on the Rocker Morning Show. 1077 RKR, the Rocker Morning Show with Mark Frankhouse, driven by motorcarsonline.com. Taking a look at the 10 most dangerous roundabouts in Michigan. They have been named for the new year and they have been revealed. We've talked quite a lot about roundabouts and how easy they are to use, at least from my perspective, but a lot of people are not on the same page there. A lot of people are, though. Like when I talked about this last time, I got multiple calls from people who were like, dude, this is not rocket science. It's very simple. And the 1077 RKR app has the most 10 most dangerous roundabouts in Michigan. Not surprised. There is one in Kalamazoo that made the list. You can check out the app to find out where it landed on the list, but it topped this list before. There's been multiple injuries, crashes, according to data from 2024, landed it on this list. But surprisingly enough, majority on this list are from the east side. So way to go, Kalamazoo. Way to knock it down a little.